Manu Patra alerts dated 1 February 2018. Government is proposed to tax long-term capital gains exceeding 1 lakh rupees at 10% without indexation. Government is proposed to cut the corporate income tax rate to 25% for companies with a turnover of up to 250 crore rupees. Government is proposed to increase the health and education cess to 4%. Government is proposed to increase custom duty on mobile phones from 15% to 20%. Government is proposed to increase exemption of income from interest on bank deposits to 50,000 rupees for senior citizens. Government is proposed to introduce tax on distributed income by equity-oriented mutual funds at 10%. Government is proposed standard deduction of 40,000 rupees for salaried employees in lieu of transport and medical expenses. Finance Minister has said that there will be no change in income tax slabs. The President's salary will go up to 5 lakh rupees a month, the Vice President's salary will rise to 4 lakh rupees per month and the Governor's pay will rise to 3.5 lakh rupees a month. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley has vowed to keep fiscal deficit at 3.3%. Government has launched a flagship healthcare scheme to cover 10 crore poor families with benefit of 5 lakh rupees per family per year. Government will now contribute 12% of Employee Provident Fund (EPF) to the new employees in all sections. The Employees Provident Fund Act will be amended to reduce contribution of women to 8% from 12% with no change in employers' contribution. Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley will present the Union Budget for 2018 to 2019 today. The first phase of the Parliament Budget session began on the 29th of January and will continue till the 9th of February. State Government of Chhattisgarh has said that e-way bill will not require for interstate supplies in the state till the 1st of March 2018. State Government of Assam has notified that traders should carry e-way bill for interstate purchase from the 1st of February 2018. However, for intrastate supplies, e-way bill provisions are mandatory from the 1st of March 2018. State Government of Rajasthan has notified that no e-way bill is required for intrastate supply of goods in the state. Supreme Court has said that the mandate given to its monitoring committee to oversee the implementation of laws relating to sealing of illegal premises in Delhi does not mean that other authorities would not do their work. Supreme Court has directed the chairperson of National Green Tribunal not to constitute single-member benches to hear cases as had been authorized by the central government through a notification in December last year. Supreme Court has said that it is very much concerned about the 8-month-old girl who was raped in Delhi and directed AIIMS to immediately send two competent doctors for her treatment. Madras High Court has directed the government to complete inquiry regarding custodial deaths expeditiously and issue compensation to the next of kin in 4 months. Bombay High Court has said that traffic congestion problems in South Mumbai could not be resolved by deploying constables alone. Bombay High Court has asked the state government to state the steps it has taken so far to curb use of banned chemicals by farmers, vendors on vegetables and fruits. Delhi High Court has said that a series of earthquakes can shift the Yamuna River and other natural things from one place to another. Delhi High Court has asked the centre and the RBI to examine the new currency notes and coins, saying the visually impaired were facing hardship in identifying and using them. Manipur High Court has held provision of the village constitution which forbids any denominational activity dividing the existing religion, that is, Baptist Christianity, as legal and unconstitutional. Kerala High Court has dismissed plea of a senior advocate challenging his exclusion from the final electoral roll of Bar Council of Kerala.